helping cities plan for a warmer future. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Cities in the Great Lakes region are trying to adapt to our changing climate.
You know, we have to sort of think about how we can make ourselves more resilient, you know, for storms and, you know, unusual weather occurrences.
Megan Hunter is the chief planning officer for the city of Flint.
We're a city that is really stretched thin. We have very limited resources. So when we have extreme weather events, it's really hard for us to adapt with our limited finances.
She says one of the things they have to think about is how to support vulnerable people in the city. That means things like creating more cooling centers during heat waves. People like Megan Hunter are getting help from a project based at the University of Michigan. It's called the Great Lakes Adaptation Assessment for Cities. That group just came out with an interactive map. It shows how 225 counties in the Great Lakes region are being impacted by changes in the climate that have already happened. It draws on data about economics, infrastructure, and vulnerable populations. Beth Gibbons is the group's project manager. She pulled up the map on her laptop and showed me how it worked.
So for economy, for example, we have whether a county will be highly impacted or less impacted, and we've derived that based on how much of their economy and employment comes from tourism, forestry, and agriculture.
So this is showing that communities in northern Michigan are more dependent, their economies are more dependent or more likely to be affected by climate change?
Yeah, and we can look at this. So if we go to one of these counties, let's say we're going to go to Schoolcraft County, and what we can see here is that there's a pretty high reliance on tourism, and they had 14.5% of their economy came from the timber sector. So these are two areas that could really be impacted if we start having perhaps more mild winters, and that cuts into the opportunity for winter recreation. That could be a consideration for planners and for city officials up in Schoolcraft County. Also, with the reliance on timber, if we see shifts in temperature and precipitation, that, of course, could change what type of forestry is available.
What kind of things should cities in the Great Lakes plan for? What kind of changes?
Overall, we're seeing a significant increase in precipitation, which is a challenge for our region in our legacy cities across the Great Lakes region. We have a lot of combined sewer systems, and so with more severe precipitation events, the occurrence of combined sewer overflow increases, and so that's a health risk. We also see increased heat events, and those heat events are happening in cities that really don't have the infrastructure, and individuals don't necessarily have the air conditioning in their house. They don't have the knowledge of how to deal with a heat event when it does occur, and so heat events can be managed, but they need to have a response plan. And so it's sort of from the hard infrastructure of dealing with stormwater to the soft side of service delivery, of preparing a community for a heat event and preparing a city and also the individuals to know what to do in that.
Beth Gibbons is the project manager with the Great Lakes Adaptation Assessment for Cities. You can find a link to the map on our website, michiganradio.org. That's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.